Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, welcome to the Believe in Lines podcast. Like Jack Cavanaugh said, that's B-L-E-A-V in Lines. And I'm joined here today with the NFL doctor, Dr. Chow. And we're going to talk about the Lions' health going into this weekend's playoff game against the Los Angeles Rams. So we know last week we had the game, last game of the season. Coach Campbell played the starters. A lot of talk came out of that. Had an injury to a key player, key rookie, Sam Laporta. Did you see the injury? Have you seen the replay? What do you know about what you saw and what we can kind of expect if he's even able to go?
Yeah, happy to chat on that. I got to say, you're skillful. You're doing the podcast and you're driving. Look, I'm in surgery, but I'm not doing surgery. They're about getting ready for the patient under anesthesia. It's not like I'm doing surgery right here and talking. That would be something there, right? No, right. Just having a little fun here. Look, during the game, so for your Lions fans and your followers and listeners that don't know, I do have a Believe podcast, Sports Injury Central. And one of the things we do is I'm a former NFL team physician, and I saw players on the field, on the sidelines the next day after an MRI. And I knew exactly what the injury was, but I'd have a half an hour to kill before meeting with the GM every Monday. And I'd go upstairs and look at film. The video guys would pull the coach's film, the 50-yard line, sideline copy, the end zone copy, the TV copy. And there I knew the answer to the question. I would know what Sam Laporta, obviously in this case I have not examined Sam Laporta, but I would know what our tight end had exactly medically. And then I would go back and look at the video. So I did this for 17 years. So now it's different. Now I'm watching video, and I don't know the answer to the question, but the video leads me to it. And Sam Laporta had a significant left knee injury. To me, it was an LCL, posterolateral corner, hyperextension type. And if you go to my Twitter timeline, the video's on there. Knees shouldn't bend that way. So the good news is, it shouldn't be surgery. The bad news is it's not nothing. It's significant. Look, and Dan Campbell, who I love, has said it right after the game. It's not as, and I'm paraphrasing, it's not as bad as it looked, i.e. it's not surgery, this, that, the other, but it's not good either. We'll have to see the MRI. And then yesterday he said there's an outside shot in play. Look, there's an outside shot I can win the lottery. I'd have to go buy a ticket first, but there's an outside shot, okay? If he did play, look, he's trying to keep hope alive. That's not realistic, but he's trying to keep hope alive. And there's nothing wrong with that, okay? And if the Lions win, let me tell you, next week is not that's in the cards either. I don't think he's close. Now, if the Lions get all the way to Las Vegas, yeah, I think there is a chance. Now, the question is it 100% Sam Laporta or is it 80% Sam Laporta? And let me address something before I do. I have zero criticism of Dan Campbell playing Sam Laporta. Here's why. Right. You got to understand this. There's 53 guys on the active roster. You have 46 that are active. There's only 7 guys that can rest, okay? Sam Laporta didn't have an injury, and he's a rookie. I get it. He's a key cog. He's a key player. But there's a lot of guys on that offensive and defensive line that are vets that need the rest. There are a lot of guys throughout the team that have lingering injuries that need the rest. And that's how you prioritize, right? And if you really look at it, look, was he going to play the entire game? Maybe he started to get subbed out more. But also, in the Lions, you guys are short tight ends anyways.
Right,
you know,
right.
You missed number 2 and number 4, so you only had number 1 and number 3 anyway. So that leads to more reps. Now, is that a roster thing where you maybe needed to add one or call up the practice squad guy? That's a different question. But in retrospect, once he's hurt, you know, you're certainly worried about it. And look,
so let me ask
you, I don't have any criticism. It is the bottom line.
Go ahead.
No, I just don't have any criticism. You got to play somebody, and if they're hurt, then you know you're mad about it. And there was some seeding involved, right? And in the end, if this gets you the divisional round home game, you know, that's a difference maker.
Right. So let me ask you this. You know, Sam LaPorta is a tight end, right? And I'm not taking anything away from the tight end position, but he's not a wide receiver. He's not a cornerback. So would that kind of have anything to do with, you know, maybe him able to get back a little earlier? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, corners, wide receivers,
running backs,
more agile. Yeah. Tight ends, it's like body positioning. He's just a big body. Would he be able to just move enough to maybe get open?
I hear what you're saying, but if Sam LaPorta were in the car next to you, you'd get an elbow to the ribs right now. I mean, he would tell you, I am a pass catcher, right? And, you know, the lines have clearly blurred between wide receiver and tight ends that are pass catchers. He is a pass catcher. He is agile, mobile. He's not the rookie sensation for his blocking. It's for his pass catching and route running ability. There's no question you have a good point that, you know, defense would be harder. There's no question if you're a wide receiver. Let's take the Eagles, okay? If you're Devonta Smith with the high ankle, that as a speed guy needing separation, that's a little bit different than A.J. Brown with an MCL, who's a more big-bodied guy, and Sam LaPorta is a big-bodied guy. You have other ways to catch passes, et cetera.
Right.
But so you have a point there. But, you know, the bigger issue for Lions fans is he's not the only pass catcher that's injured. Khalif Raymond, likely by video.
I was just about to ask you about him.
Yeah, and this is all by video. I haven't examined him, et cetera. By video, he has a PCL sprain to his right knee, and I do not believe Khalif Raymond plays this week or next week.
I think Dan said Sam was closer than Khalif, so that tells you right there that I don't think Khalif's going to be able to go. And, I mean, that's the key thing because, yes, he's a pass catcher, but he's also a reliable returner. And everybody know one of the quickest ways to change a ball game is special teams, either a good return, a muff punt. He's been pretty sure-handed back there all year, making good decisions. So that's a key injury from not just a pass catching standpoint, but also a special team standpoint.
No question. And don't forget, you guys know this, Jameson Williams is not 100% on his high ankle. He's still coming off that. So that's three pass catchers. At least Amon-Ra St. Brown is healthy. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. There's certainly, you know, Detroit's a very high-power offense, at home, dome, the whole deal. But three key weapons are out or injured.
Yeah, it's going to make for, you know, a tough day. But, you know, we've been leaning a lot on the run game. Jahmyr Gibbs seems to be pretty healthy going into this game. David Montgomery seems to be pretty healthy going into this game. Jared Goff seems to be pretty healthy going into this game. The offensive line, who's been a little banged up throughout the season, seems to be pretty healthy.
Yeah, going Frank Ragnow healthy. No, you're right, but the counter to that is the Rams are among the healthiest teams around right now, both offensively and defensively. Look, they've had running back issues from the beginning of the season, but no one's worried about that anymore. They're Sam LaPorta is Kyren Williams, right? I mean, and he's healthy at running back. And defensively, they're healthy, Aaron Donald and company. So it'll be an interesting matchup. So are you going to cheer Matthew Stafford when he rolls in there or boo Matthew Stafford?
Oh, I'm definitely not a booer, you know what I'm saying? Stafford is a former – class draft mate of mine, teammate of mine, went to through a lot of battles with Stafford, got a lot of respect for Stafford. So I'm definitely going to try to be there on the field pregame and see him and you know, congratulate him. I know this is big for him coming back to, you know, where it all started. It's a great game for the NFL, great script, how they say it all played out. But I'm definitely not going to boo Stafford. I'm going to be rooting for the Lions and hoping that they definitely beat the Rams and win in good fashion. But I'm not. I don't have any reason to boo Stafford.
I guess it was the wrong question because that was more of a fan question.
But that's
are your followers going to be mad at you that you're going to shake Matthew Stafford's hand, or are they going to say we're good with Matthew Stafford?
And that's the thing, because a lot of people have been talking about that. Do we boo Stafford and it's boom and it's boom? And I've kind of been like, I don't really. If we haven't booed any other quarterbacks just for being quarterbacks, I don't understand why we boo Stafford just for being the Rams quarterback. Now, if he left on a bad note, said bad things about the organization, yes, maybe, go ahead, boo him. But he hasn't. You know, he even got an AT&T commercial out talking about how he kind of still has love. He's definitely still got love for Detroit. So I don't think it's a booing situation. But as fans, we want to be as loud as possible. We want to disrupt them as much as we can. But I don't know if it's just when they call his name, we boo him and not show our respect for him throughout his career and what he was able to do to help the Lions organization.
No, I get that, and that makes sense. I mean, he was a warrior for Detroit. You can't deny that.
No question. No question.
All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate you. I hope you don't mind.
I appreciate you, Doc.
I can't be like you and do two things at once. I gotta only do surgery. I can't do the podcast at the same time.
Well, that's pretty important thing. So I appreciate you getting on, giving us a little insight to what's going on with Sam LaPorta. Good luck in your surgery, and maybe we can chat another time.
Sounds good.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.